This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Amazingly, you might have escaped seeing any of the TV shows and the current craze for forensic science drama. And so you will have missed out on the latest ways to track down wrongdoers. Even so, you would have heard of good old-fashioned detection via fingerprints. And like most of us, you would believe the myth that fingerprint identification is infallible. Fingerprints begin to develop when we are about 10 weeks old, in the uterus. The deeper basal layer in the skin of the fingertips begins to grow faster than the upper layers. This causes stress in the basal layer so that it buckles, which generates the well-known fingerprint ridges on the surface. Fingerprints increase our grip in the same way that the ridges and grooves on car tyres increase their grip. In close-up, the fingerprint looks like a military or bushwalker's topographical map with hills, ridges and valleys. In 1892, the English gentleman scientist Sir Francis Galton noticed that these ridges would sometimes suddenly split or end, and that there were some 35 to 50 such features on an average finger. He noticed that these features, which he called minutiae, were different in all of the fingerprints that he saw. And so he thought that all the fingerprints in the whole world were different. He calculated that the chance of any two fingerprints in the world being identical in all 35 to 50 minutiae to be about 1 in 64 billion, which, by the way, is roughly the number of human fingers in the world today. These minutiae were later called ridge characteristics, or Galton details, or even points of similarity. They're used to match fingerprints, and depending on where in the world the particular police department is, fingerprints can be judged to be identical, with between 8 and 16 matching points of similarity. So why do I have a problem with the idea that fingerprint identification is infallible? The first reason is that it has never been proved that all fingerprints are different. It has just been claimed over and over again, always without proof. By comparison, it was plainly stated that all snowflakes are different, until the scientist Nancy Kerry found two identical snowflakes in a Wisconsin snowstorm in 1988. The second reason deals with the human element. The Amish people deliberately incorporate a mistake into every quilt that they make to show that only God is perfect. We humans aren't perfect. We make mistakes. We're only human after all. Every blood test done by a pathologist comes with an estimate of the error, as does every measurement made by a scientist. Why is it that alone of all the measurements made by humans, the fingerprint matching test is claimed to be free of error? And following on in his line of thinking, the US Department of Justice claims that fingerprint identification has, and I quote, a zero error rate, unquote. The third reason is that Simon Cole, assistant professor of criminology at the University of California at Irvine, has found 22 cases in which errors in fingerprint identification led to innocent people being convicted. Now, disturbingly, most of the mistakes were uncovered only as a result of exceptional circumstances, such as DNA testing of 10-year-old samples or unexpected confessions. Overall, he looked at a survey of proficiency of fingerprint laboratories with regard to positive identification of fingerprints. The average error rate was 0.8%, and one lab got 4.4% wrong. At the moment, the official pronouncement of the International Association for Identification, the world's largest and oldest forensic association, is that any fingerprint expert giving, and I quote, testimony of possible or likely, let me emphasise, possible or likely fingerprint identification shall be deemed to be engaged in conduct unbecoming, unquote. In other words, the official line is that they never admit to any possibility of error. And this is a shame. Fingerprint identification is a powerful tool, and it should remain part of forensic science. It should admit to a small error rate like every other measurement. Otherwise, it may be discredited by judges and juries who'll be wagging the finger at the supposed infallibility of the forensic scientists.
What does it mean? Why is it so?